dear, dear. That ridiculous Westminster timepiece is 15 seconds slow again. Really, this is too much. I must write to the Times.
Around the World in 80 Days, and the famous novel by Jules Verne. All London is talking of the audacious robbery of the Bank of England. £55,000 has disappeared, and Scotland Yard is feverishly seeking the identity of the robber. Meanwhile, Mr. Phileas Fogg, member of the Reform Club and gentleman, continues on his precise mathematical life. This morning, he is awaiting the arrival of a prospective new servant. To pass the time, he watches the hands of his clock, a complicated mechanism which indicates the hours, minutes, seconds, days of the month, and even the year. He hardly hears the front doorbell.
Yes?
Good morning.
Oh, you're the new servant, I suppose.
I hope so, monsieur.
Well, I'm the old one. I wish you joy.
Thank you.
Don't mention it. This place is about as joyous as Hyde Park on a wet Sunday. Well, come in. You might as well get it over. He's waiting for you in the study. Come on.
Oh, it is a most beautiful house.
Oh, it's all right. Everything planned down to the last splinter, of course. Wait here. The new servant, sir.
Send him in.
Monsieur?
Come in.
Close the door. Your name is John.
Jean, if it does not displease, monsieur. Jean Passepartout.
An unusual name.
It is in English master key, n'est-ce pas? It has clung to me because I seem to get into and out of things very frequently. Well, that is, monsieur, in the past. I wish now only to stay in one place.
You are French, of course. Age?
30 years, and I believe I am honest. Therefore, I must tell you, I have had several different trades. I have been a traveling singer, a circus rider. I have voted like Lyotard. I have danced on a rope like Blondin.
Yes.
I became a professor of gymnastics. And then a sergeant fireman in Paris.
I see.
Where I attended some most remarkable fires.
No doubt. You came to England when?
5 years ago, monsieur. I wished for a settled family life, so I became a valet. Now, finding myself without a situation and having learned that Mr. Phileas Fogg was the most exact and settled gentleman in the United Kingdom, I have presented myself to monsieur in the hope of living tranquilly with him and forgetting even the name of Passepartout.
Passepartout suits me. You have been recommended to me. You know my conditions?
Yes, monsieur.
What time have you?
By my grandfather's infallible chronometer, 28 minutes after 11, monsieur.
You are slow. It is, as you may see, exactly 29 minutes and 40 seconds after. However, it suffices to note the difference. Then, from this moment, 29 minutes 45 seconds after 11 a.m. this Wednesday, October 2nd, 1872, you are in my services. My hat?
Certainly, monsieur. Here it is.
Good morning.
Ah, bleu.
Well, how'd you get on?
I believe I was engaged.
Oh, you'll have to get used to that. No more words are necessary here. If he didn't tell you to go, you're engaged, all right. Oh, well, come with me. I'll show you something else you'll have to get used to.
I am to start immediately.
You are. I'm off in 2 minutes.
I am satisfied.
Here, take a butcher's at this. Huh? Timetable, tea and toast, 23 minutes after 8. Shaving water, 37 minutes after 9. 86 degrees Fahrenheit, too. And on the dot, or you'll be out like me. No allowances for ice in the pipes or tripping on the carpet.
Ah, very good. This will suit me.
Well, you must be as crazy as he is. He's not human. He's got no heart at all. He's just a machine. One of them, what do you call them? Automatons, that's it. That's what he is. Same thing, day after day. Out to the Reform Club at 11:30, back from the club at midnight. Never going nowhere. Never changing by a second. It'll drive you balmy.
Mr. Fogg and I will understand each other perfectly. This, monsieur, this is exactly what I want. A gentleman who is a homebody, exact and methodical. A genuine automaton. Oh, for such a life, no excitement, all peace and quiet, firmly settled in one little place. This is indeed the situation for me, monsieur.
Well, I've no more news of your robbery. Have you decided to give up the search, eh?
Indeed, no, Stuart. We still have every confidence in catching the fellow. Evening, Flanagan. Sullivan.
Evening, Ralph. How about the robbery, eh?
I do wish people would stop asking me that. I'm only a bank director, not a detective. All I can say is, we have every confidence in catching... Oh, there's Fallington. Now we can get down to some serious whist. Foggle, man, you ready?
Of course, gentlemen.
Aye, tonight's the night, Fogg, when I win a fortune from you. Come on now, sit down, everyone, and let's get down to business, eh?
Your deal, I think, Fogg.
Tell me, Ralph, you have a description of this robber, I believe.
In the first place, he is not a robber.
Not a robber?
A fellow has taken £55,000 from the Bank of England. Not a robber?
No, it is generally thought he is a gentleman. Now, let's see what we've got.
What's he look like, then?
Well, I'll tell you something very amusing. It struck me that the description exactly fits. Who do you think?
Well, the guess... Bill Sykes or Louis the 14th?
None other than our dear old friend here, Phileas Fogg, Esquire.
No!
Your turn to play, I think, Ralph.
Oh. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Sorry. Don't you think that amusing, Fogg?
Neither amusing nor remarkable. I presume the fellow must look like someone. That is my trick, I believe.
Well, he's a pretty clever fellow. But we're certain about one thing. He'll make a bolt for it. Get out of the country until things calm down a bit.
And the chances are all in his favor. There are plenty of places to go.
Stuart, there is not a single country now where he can take refuge. We've sent detectives to all the main ports. Sooner or later he'll be seen. We're positive of it.
Oh, for sure. It's a very big world to get lost in.
It was, formerly. It is your turn to cut, Flanagan.
Oh, yeah.
Formerly? Has the world grown smaller suddenly?
Certainly. I agree with Mr. Fogg. The world has grown much smaller. Now we can go round it 10 times quicker than 100 years ago. Our search will therefore be much more rapid.
And so will the flight of your robber.
It is your turn to play, Mr. Stuart.
Well, Ralph, I must confess that you have a funny way of saying that the world has grown smaller. But just because one can now go right round it in 3 months...
In 80 days only.
That's perfectly true. 80 days only.
Impossible.
Oh, indeed, no. 80 days since the Rothal Allahabad section of the Great Indian Peninsula Railway has been opened. Oh, just look here, gentlemen. This is a calculation made by the Morning Chronicle. Starting from London, London to Suez, via Mauritania and Brindisi, rail and steamer, 7 days. Suez to Bombay, steamer, 13 days. Bombay to Calcutta, by rail, 3 days.
Always supposing the railway is finished, and if I know anything of the Indian railway, it probably isn't even half finished.
Go on, Mr. Flanagan.
Calcutta to Hong Kong, steamer, 13 days. Hong Kong to Yokohama, steamer, 6 days. Yokohama to San Francisco, steamer, 22 days. San Francisco to New York, by rail, 7 days.
Fighting off Red Indians every inch of the way? Impossible.
Continue, Mr. Flanagan.
New York to London, steamer and rail, 9 days. Final sum total, 80 days.
Oh, yes, 80 days. But not including bad weather, contrary winds, shipwrecks, running off tracks, engine trouble.
Everything included. Oh, your play, I believe, Mr. Stewart?
Even if the Hindus or the Indians tear up the rails, or if they stop the trains, plunder the cars, and scalp the passengers?
All included. 2 trumps.
Impossible.
Not at all.
Impracticable.
Quite practicable.
Then I should very much like to see you do it.
Very well. Let us start together.
Oh, heaven preserve me, certainly not. But I would willingly wager £4,000 that it is impossible.
On the contrary, quite possible.
Do it, then.
A tour of the world in 80 days?
Yes.
Very well. Your turn to deal, Ralph.
When?
Immediately, if you like.
Tonight?
Tonight.
Ridiculous. Let's get on with the game.
Very well. But you will have to deal again, Ralph. That was a false deal, I'm afraid.
Very well, Fogg. I bet £4,000.
My dear Stuart, compose yourself. It isn't serious.
When I say I bet, it is always serious.
So be it. I have £20,000 deposited at Baring Brothers. If you gentlemen would care to match Mr. Stewart's wager.
£20,000? One unforeseen delay can make you lose the lot.
The unforeseen does not exist.
But Fogg, this 80 days is calculated only as a minimum of time.
A minimum, well employed, suffices for everything.
But you must jump mathematically from the train into the steamers, from the steamers into the train.
I shall jump mathematically.
That is a joke.
A good Englishman, sir, never jokes when so serious a matter as a wager is in question. Gentlemen, I bet £20,000 against who will that I will make the tour of the world in 80 days or less. Do you accept?